Are they the same sin? Because you have just said that in homosexuality, it is taking sin to another level. Yet the Bible used the same word, fornication, to describe the two sin. Are they the same? My answer, my brief nutshell answer, is yes and no. And I'll be dealing with both the yes and the no part to make sure that when you have to help men and women out there understand the will of God for their lives, and that what God asks is that men and women repent of their sin and turn to Jesus Christ, you may know the biblical basis on which you stand. So, yes and no. First, remember again, the Bible describes both sin as fornication. And the word fornication, the Greek word, refer to sexual immorality. A man relating to an animal comes under fornication too. So are they the same? Yes and no. Yes. I'm dealing with the yes first. Yes, they are the same in that both of those sins are sinful and immoral. Immoral, that is, contrary to moral principle. Both will lead to eternal hell if unrepented of. Both. Remember, what I'm dealing with now is in what way they are the same. So both a man and a woman having sexual relationship outside of the marriage bond is fornication. And that will lead to eternal hell if unrepented of. Both must be turned from and repented of. Jesus Christ is ready and willing to forgive both upon his condition being met. So in all those ways, they are the same. But then now, they part company now. Let me just point this out. Look at Genesis 13:13.
But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly.
Exceedingly. Just a minute. read that passage again.
But
yeah, read the passage again, 13:13.
Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
Notice that it's not just that they sin. You see, we say all sin are the same sin. And to some extent, that is correct. But to another extent, that is incorrect. All sin are not the same sin in the sense that, take for example, if you blaspheme against
the Holy Spirit,
the Father, it will be forgiven. You blaspheme against the Son, it will be forgiven. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, there is no forgiveness. Do you get the drift there? Here is the same sin, but when it is committed against the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ said there is no forgiveness. That shows that, remember, there is forgiveness for most all other sin. Here is another one. The Almighty God will send strong delusion. Watch here. The word delusion means deception. The passage means that if you or I stubbornly are bent on a certain way, and the Almighty God send us help, and we just arrogantly reject all the direction God is giving us. We don't care. We are bent on having our own way. The passage that I've just quoted in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 10 to verse 12, about God sending man strong delusion. God does not do that in respect to every sinner and every sin. That passage is describing a particular attitude towards ungodliness. When you or I are bent, or any man, in just having your own way, even though the Almighty God sent you enlightenment, it's like the Almighty God is saying, you know, when you're bent on having your own way, in spite of all the help I have given you to show you the right way, and you are just bent on having your own way, it's like God is saying, okay, I'll help you go your own way.
Amen.
So that's why the passage talks about God will send you strong delusion, strong deception. Do you like God's truth, or do you like your religious falsehood? If you just like a particular false doctrine, even though somebody point out to you that it is not from God's word, it's not supported from God's word, and you just hold on to it, you will reject the scripture. The Almighty God will help you to believe that falsehood so strongly that there is no power on earth can help you to see the truth. Look at the passage. Read it aloud for us.
Verse 10. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse the love of the truth,
mm-hmm,
and so be saved.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion.
A what?
A powerful delusion.
Remember, the word delusion means deception. And notice, he does not just send them deception. It's powerful.
Amen.
Read on.
So that they will believe the lie.
Who sent it?
God.
Not Satan. May I just drop by? Don't move from the passage. Christian, don't come to church because you want to pass time off. Come to church to learn. Because you know what? Every little knowledge we get in understanding God, in understanding God's will, in understanding God's ways, it helps us to relate to God more properly. But when we are ignorant of God's nature, God's will, God's purpose, God's thinking, we can commit all sort of evil and destroy ourselves and don't know. So it's important that we recognize that time is never wasted when you are learning something about God and His will. Strong deception. Read on.
Verse 11. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie.
It has just been said in verse 10, you know. And he's repeating it. For this reason, God is sending them
a powerful delusion.
Powerful delusion.
So that they will believe the lie.
Wait, God going to help them believe a lie? Yes. Brother Mitchell, I thought God is a holy, righteous God. He is holy and righteous. It's God's holy and righteous nature responding to your stubbornness and your defiance. God will send them
strong delusion, a powerful delusion,
to
so that they will believe the lie.
Because you see, Father's doctrine that we speak about so much from this pulpit, it's one of the major things that's going to take men and women to the eternal hell. Believing religious teaching that are nowhere to be found in the Bible.
Amen.
But Brother Mitchell, I thought God wants all of us to be saved. Yes, you're right about that. But when somebody points out God's truth in the gospel of Christ, you must abandon religious falsehood and obey the truth.
Amen.
If the Almighty God sees that your soul loves the falsehood, because it runs down your stream, it is in keeping with what you want, the Almighty God will help you to believe it in such a way, so strongly that no angel can turn you away from the Father. That's the type of God with whom we are dealing. But what is the point, Brother Mitchell? Read on to verse 12.
And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
You see, God's ultimate goal is that they be condemned to the eternal hell, because God has taken note in the first place that the truth which he sent them, they didn't like it.
Amen.
What is the point? God does not do this to all sinners. No. Is a particular type of sinner this is done to. So we are back on the point. You see, sin, the extent and the attitude in sinning and the whole of the sin, those all come into consideration. So when we read Genesis 13:13, it talks about they were sinners exceedingly. The sinfulness is defined, categorized. Look at the same Genesis chapter 18 and verse 20.
Then the Lord said,
The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know.
You notice how it is qualified by so
great.
So great. Mm-hmm. So grievous. This is telling us that all sins are not the same sin. So great, so grievous. Physical and or sexual attraction between a man and a woman is natural. It is natural, it is normal, it is a God-made thing, the attraction between a man and a woman. But that which is natural is further regulated. That is, if men and women going to go beyond that attraction and want to engage intimately, they must marry. That is a man and a woman. God's regulations stipulate that normal and natural though it must be had within the marital relationship. That is sexual relationship between man and woman. It is a normal thing. It must be had within the marital relationship. Outside of that, responsible, regulated guideline, it is sinful, hence fornication or adultery. Notice too, I'm not sure if all of us understand, but it's important. Okay, fornication. Remember, adultery, A-D-U-L-T-R-Y, adultery comes under fornication. That is, when adultery is committed, the two people were engaged in fornication. Fornication is the general word. This word only indicates that one or both persons have been married to another or is married to another. Hence, adultery. But what that is, adultery, when it is committed, fornication is involved. Always. Always. Because fornication is the general word to describe every form of sexual immorality, including adultery. Okay. So, as I've said, fornication is committed when a man and a woman relate sexually when they are not married to each other. Now, the physical attraction between a man and a woman is natural. Physical attraction between a man and a man is not natural. Physical attraction or sexual attraction between a woman and a woman is not natural. And this is why when these people, when a man and a woman relate, when a man and a man relate sexually, they are not just sinning the ordinary way that men and women sin. That's what we must keep that. They are taking sin to another level. Simply because God never made a man to relate to another man sexually, or made a woman to relate to another woman sexually. God never made that. That is abnormal. It is unnatural. It is exceedingly sinful. So this is why I'm dealing with the aspect that they are not the same. I've dealt first in that they are the same. They are the same that they both will lead to eternal hell and condemnation if unrepented of. They are both offensive to God. But that and one or two other things, but that's where the part company. It's not normal. It is not natural. And therefore, the Bible describes, read the passage again of Genesis 18:20.
Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know."
Okay, so great is describing the extent of the sinfulness. So as I've said, we use blaspheming against the Holy Spirit as an illustration that all sin are not the same sin. We use God sending strong delusion on a particular kind of sinner. God doesn't send delusion on every sinner. There are millions of men and women who are sinful all over the world that God does not send strong delusion on them. But there are quite a few, probably thousands or millions, that God sends strong delusion on because of their mindset. The Bible tells us that God has given over some people, given them up. God does not do that to all sinners. And all of these are telling us that while all sin poses danger to us, while all sins are offensive to the Almighty God, while all sins separate us from God, some sin even separate us farther than others. Homosexual practice is one of those sins. It is unnatural, it is abnormal. Be mindful of that. If you're here tonight, you can come to Jesus Christ. You can come to Jesus Christ believing. You can come to Jesus Christ repenting of your sin. You can come to Jesus Christ confessing faith in him. You can come to Jesus Christ submitting yourself to be baptized for the removal of your sin. Christ hate man's sin, he doesn't hate the sinner. Christ asks that you repent of your sin, and you can do that tonight as we stand and sing.